告诉我们我们应该怎么做。
God always clearly tell us what to do.
我们如果照神的吩咐去做神也会清楚地告诉我们我们要得到怎样的赏赐。
If we obey God's command, and God will also tell us what kind of blessing that He will give to us.
那公义的神他也会处罚这个人们。
The righteous God also will do the part of punishment.
通常他在刑罚之前他也会先给予警告或提醒。
Before he will do the punishment, that he will also give us the warning.
那人如果能够回头神就不再刑罚人们。
If man can return and repent, and God will stop the punishment.
但是我们却从历史当中看到很多时代的被神的刑罚跟毁灭。
We can from history that we can see God has have performed the punishment, also the destruction for the people do not listen.
那这些例子都是给我们做很好的提醒。
So these examples are great warning and reminder to us.
这些例子可以看到，可以让我们看到人性的一些负面的地方。
So these examples we can see men's the negative parts in their life.
我们请看耶利米书十八章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 18.
耶利米书十八章第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 4.
第四节，窑匠用泥做的器皿，在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿。窑匠看怎样好，就怎样做。
Verse 4, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seems good to the potter to make.
这里神要耶利米到窑匠的家里去。
Here God wants Jeremiah to go to a potter's house.
他去看窑匠怎么来做这个器皿。
So for him to see the potter how to make the vessel.
第四节是他看到的情形。
Verse 4 is the scene that Jeremiah has seen the potter make the pot.
那这个主要在告诉人们神是有主权的神。
So this is what is telling men, God is a God with sovereign choice as authority.
那我们人就好像这个窑匠在神的手中，好像窑匠手中的一块泥。
Man is just like the clay, in the hands of the potter.
有时候我们不太好。
Sometimes we are not good.
如果我们回转向神，把自己再交在神的手中。
If we return to God, put our life back to God's hands again.
那神爱我们，神会让我们再得到复兴。
God loves us. God will once again help us to revive our faith.
所以要紧的就是回头将自己交在神的手中。
What is important is for us to repent, to return, for us to once again be back in the hands of God.
那我们就会从失败当中再站起来。
Then we will learn from the failure that we can once again get up.
我们从失败当中变成成功。
From the failure we become a success.
我们从得罪神变成可以变成得神的喜悦。
From offending to God, we can become pleasing to God.
要紧的就是相信神的主权。
What is important is for us to believe the sovereign choice of God.
常常将自己交在神的手中。
We often to hand ourselves in the hands of God.
那所以呢，在第四节说，这个窑匠能够将那个做坏掉的那一团土，再把它做成一个好的器皿。
So in verse 4, it describes.The potter can make the pot that's already in mess can once again to become a good vessel.
那我们再看到十九章的第一节。
Let's turn to verse 19, verse 1.
第一节，主说：“你去买窑匠的瓦瓶，又带百姓中的长老和祭司中的长老。”
Chapter 19, verse 1. Thus say the Lord: Go and get a potter's earthly flake, and then take some of the elders of the people and some.Of the elders of the priests.
在十八章是耶利米他自己到窑匠那里。
From verse 18 is Jeremiah himself went to the potter's house.
在十九章耶利米要带着长老一起去。
Verse 19, chapter 19 is when Jeremiah bring the elders to the potter's house.
那很有可能是到同一个窑匠的家里。
It's very likely that they are going to the same potter's house.
那第一次去，他只是去看。
The first time when he went, he just went to take a look at it.
那这一次呢，他是去买那个已经做好的成品。
The second time is when they go, they went to buy the potter has been done.
我们再请看第十节。
Please read verse 10.
第十节，你要在铜器的人眼前打碎那瓶。
Verse 10, then you shall break the flake in the sight of the men who go with you.
那神要耶利米做一个动作，就是把买来的瓦器啊，把它打碎。
God wants Jeremiah to do this type of action. Is after they after he approaches the to buy the potters that he want him to break the flakes.
那这个动作代表着什么意思？
So what does this action represent?
十一节对他们说，万军之主如此说，我要照样打碎这民。
And verse 11, and say to them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city.
这个神说，这个意思就是我要打碎这个百姓跟这个城。
So what does God mean is that he will break this people and break the city.
那就好像人打碎窑匠的瓦器，以致不能再囫囵啊，并且人要在俄毁特埋葬尸首，甚至无处可葬。
And as one break a potter's vessel which cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury them into the Tophet till there is no place to bury.
这个被打碎的瓦器，它就不能够再成为完整的一个瓦器。
So the potter has been broken, cannot once again become like original shape.
这个跟十八章那里所讲的是不一样的。
So this is different and recorded in chapter 18.
所以这一个笔，这一个动作啊，就代表着毁灭。
So this action represent destructions.
在十二节又提在十一节又提到说，他们会有很多人丧失生命。
And verse 11 also recorded that many people will lose their life.
甚至多到没有地方可以埋葬。
Until so many, there's no place to bury them.
这是一个很悲惨的一个毁灭。
This is a very sad type of destructions.
没有办法再成为一个完整的瓦器。
And they cannot no longer once again become the original shape of the potter.
是一个完全的毁灭。
This is a complete type of destructions.
那毁灭这是我们在生活当中一个我们不喜欢是一个负面的字眼。
So destruction is in our life a word that we do not like.
但是在这个毁灭也一直存在于人的历史当中，存在我们的生活里头。
So this destruction also contains and exists in our life, in men's life.
那所以呢，我们是必须要把这样的一个字眼放在我们的心上。
So we must put this word destruction in our heart.
神通常要毁灭之前，神通常会有警告。
So before God do the destructions, that God will warn and remind us.
神总是给人一个机会。
God often gives men the opportunity and chance.
神总是给人一段的时间。
God often gives men a period of time.
但是我们看到历史上不断的有这种毁灭的事情。
But yet we can see the history continue has this action of a history of the destructions.
从天然的灾害所带来的毁灭。
From the natural disaster bring these destructions.
从人与人之间所带来的毁灭。
From men to men have happened these destructions.
甚至是从神来的刑罚的毁灭。
Even from the punishment of God of destructions.
总之这个毁灭的事实是一直存在我们的历史里头。
No matter what, this destruction, this fact is, exists.In our history of mankind,
那这一连串的事情也在提醒我们将有一个最后的最大的一个毁灭。
This continuously matter of destructions is telling us there is a one final greatest destructions.
那我们来看几个在圣经中里头的例子。
Let's talk about some of the examples in the Bibles.
为什么会遭受到神的毁灭？
Why is it that someone will receive this destruction of God?
通常是跟人的罪有关系。
Often this is because men's sin causes this.
通常跟人背逆神、离开神有关系。
Often when men's against God and depart from God, this will happen.
我们请看《创世纪》第六章。
Present to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章十一节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 11。
十一节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
Verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and earth was filled with violence.
这里在讲到挪亚的世代世界的情形。
Here it tells us about the times of Noah.
十二节，神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人，在地上都败坏了行为。
Verse 12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted their ways on the earth.
神是灵，虽然是人的肉眼所看不见的。
God is spirit, although men's naked eyes cannot see God.
但是神一直都神是存在的。
But God always exists.
神一直在。鉴察着人的生活、人的行为。
God always look up to people's their actions and what they do in their life.
所以人的败坏的行为是看在神的眼中。
So the destruction of men, corruption of men, it's always God's always examined about this.
所以十三节神就对挪亚说，这个人的尽头已经来到了。
And verse 13 says, "The end of all flesh has come before."
神说我要把他们和地一并的毁灭。
Before God, and God said, "For the earth is filled with violence through them, and God will destroy them with the earth."
接着神要挪亚来造一只方舟。
Then God commanded Noah to build the ark.
神说要用洪水来毁灭那个世代。
God says we'll use the flood to destroy the mankind at the time.
所以神要挪亚造一只方舟。
So God commanded Noah to build this ark.
所以挪亚所造的方舟在那个时代应该是一个很特别的事情。
So Noah at the time built this ark at that time is a very special task or work Noah's doing.
当挪亚在造方舟的时候应该会有人来很好奇的来问他你在做什么。
When Noah was building his ark at the time, perhaps those people seems curious why was he building this ark?
那挪亚应该会对他们讲神对他所说的话。
And Noah perhaps will tell these people what God has commanded him to do.
因为会有洪水来毁灭这个世代。
Because there's about flood, the flood is about to coming at the time to destroy mankind.
所以神要我造这个方舟。
So this is why Noah said that God want him to build this ark.
那世代的人可能不晓得什么叫做洪水。
So people at the time perhaps do not know what is mean by the flood is coming.
包括挪亚，他不晓得也没看过所谓的洪水。
Including Noah, for him, might not know or don't know about what does it mean by the flood is coming.
那但是从这里要显示出什么叫做对神相信神对神有信心。
But here it shows what does it mean by believe and also have faith in God.
这个挪亚他相信神所对他讲的话，所以他照神所说的去做。
Noah believed God's commanding him to do, so he obeyed what God wanted him to do.
那这些听挪亚讲的人。就没有一个人相信。
But yeah, these people listen to Noah. None of them believe in Noah.
是的，这个方舟将来可以救挪亚一家人。
Yes, although this ark can save the family of Noah.
这一个方舟也应该也可以救其他的人。
This ark perhaps also saved the people at the time.
因为只要进入方舟的都能够得救。
Whoever enter into this ark will be saved.
所以这个方舟一方面可以救人一方面也是在给人提醒给人警告。
So this ark is two meaning. One is that can save people when they go in there, and second is the warning for the people at the time.
那挪亚造这个方舟应该有相当长的一段时间。
So the time period when Noah built this ark perhaps is a very long period of time.
所以这段时间是神不断的在给人机会。
So this period of time is God continue to give men chances to repent.
但是却没有人愿意回头。
But yet no one want to return and repent.
这是人性一个很悲哀的地方。
This is very pitiful of men's life.
人都知道机会很重要。
Man knows the opportunity and chance is very important.
所以只要有机会，人知道了，都会努力的去把握机会。
If there's a chance, a man will use the labor and best opportunity time to grasp upon this chance.
但是人常常会轻视了神给人的机会。
But men often neglect or look down on the chance that God has given to them.
好，我们再请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 20.
神说：“所多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，闻声于我。
”Verse 20. And the Lord says, because the outcrying against Sodom and Gomorrah is great.
这是神对亚伯拉罕所说的话。
This is what God has spoken to Abraham.
那神也对亚伯拉罕说，这两座城要被毁灭。
God also told Abraham that these two cities will be destroyed.
那这神跟亚伯拉罕讲了。
This is what God has told Abraham.
我们再看十九章的十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 13.
十三节，我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在主面前甚大。主差我们来毁灭这地方。
Verse 13, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
那这是神的这是天使对罗德所说的话。
So this is the angel has the words spoken to Lot.
那这所多玛城被毁灭的原因也是因为罪恶。
The reason Sodom and Gomorrah was about to destroy it is also because caused by the sin.
在这个例子里头呢，只有让亚伯拉罕跟罗德知道。
So this example of destruction, God only let Abraham and Lot know before destructions.
那罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
Lot is the nephew of Abraham.
罗德曾经跟随着亚伯拉罕敬拜真神。
Lot used to company with Abraham to worship God together.
所以神还是顾念这个罗德。
But God still yet remembered Lot.
所以神也垂听了亚伯拉罕的祈求。
God also listened to the prayer of Abraham.
所以让罗德知道，让罗德能够离开这个要被毁灭的城。
So to let Lot was warned and want Lot to leave the city.
但是我们也看到说，其实罗德他是犹疑着甚至是不是很想离开。
We also noticed that Lot, after he heard this, he still had a doubt whether or not he should leave the city.
是有点被勉强的，这个天使把他们拉离开。
It seems the angel was forcing them to want them to leave the city.
所以也让我们可以看得到说，这个罪恶的吸引力其实是很大的。
We can also see the attraction of sin. It seems sometimes is very great.
这个罗德他是有何等大的恩典。
So Lot has received such a great blessing.
这个天使个别的来给他知道这个消息。
So angel came down and to let Lot know about this the destruction about to come.
那罗德住在那里，他也深深的知道这个城市是充满着罪恶。
Lot also lived in the city. He also understood the city is full of sin.
但是他却很难离开这个要被毁灭的这个城市。
Yet he was seems for him it's very hard to decide whether or not he want to leave the city.
真的，有时候我们要离开某件事情或某个人，真的是很不容易的。
Yes, indeed. Sometimes we want to leave certain things or someone that is not easy.
常常是神特别的怜悯。
Often is God's special mercy on us.
像罗德他们是被天使拉出了那个罪恶的城。
Just like Lot, angel was the one pulling them out from the city.
但是我们也看到人真的有时候是这个心很硬的。
Sometimes, from this example, we can see men's, sometimes their heart is very hardened.
这个罗德的妻子她回头看。
Lot's wife, she turned around to look at the city.
她晃不下那个在这个城里头的她的拥有。
She cannot let go the things that she has in the city.
所以我们的拥有有时候成为我们的一个绊脚石。
What we have in our belongings sometimes become our stumbling block.
我们的拥有时常是因为我们的努力而得来的。
What we have or what we have belonging sometimes is what we put our effort that we obtain or receive these things.
因为我们的努力，所以我们常常放不下。
Because our labor and also our effort, this is why sometimes we cannot let go the things we have.
但是，有时候我们还真的必须要把它放下。
But sometimes perhaps we truly need to let go these things.
尤其当我们如果知道神要我们放下。我们真的要放下。
Especially when God tells us to let go, we truly need to let these things go.
我们再看回耶利米书十九章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 19.
耶利米书十九章第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 4.
第四节，这里开始在讲，在描述为什么耶利米要把那个瓦器打碎。
Verse 4 start to describe why is it that God want Jeremiah to break this vessel?
为什么神要把这些百姓毁灭？
Why does God want to destroy these people?
第四节，因为他们和他们的列祖并犹大君王离弃我。
Verse 4 because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place because they have buried incense into it.Into other gods.
因为长期以来，这个神的百姓背逆神，离开神。
Because there's a long period of time, God's people have forsaken God.
他们在神所赐给他们的地方，竟然向别的神烧香。
So they have give incense to other gods where the place God had blessed them.
他们在神给他们所赐给他们这个。流奶以蜜的迦南地，他们犯罪。
They have sinned in the place where God given to them, the land of Canaan filled with milk and honey.
在这个神所赐的地方，他们没有爱，没有公义。
The place that God given to them, they do not have any love and also their righteousness.
所以在第四节也说，他们流了无辜人的血。
So verse 4, they also describe, they have shed, the blood of innocence.
当他们要进迦南地的时候，神已经跟他们讲得很清楚。
Before they enter in the land of Canaan, God has told them clearly.
不要效法那个地方的人拜偶像。
Do not do the same as a people in the land of Canaan to worship the idols.
神也给他们律法。
God also given the commandments.
这个律法包括着在他们如何在那边生活。
These commandment law also describe and show them how they live in this.Land of Canaan.
他们的生活里头要充满着这个爱。
The life should be full of love.
他们的生活里头要充满着公义。
The life they should be living there should be full of righteousness.
但是他们都离开了神的教训。
But yet they have left and do not obey God's command and law.
第五节又建筑巴利的丘坛，好在火中焚烧自己的儿子作为燔祭献给巴利。这不是我愤怒的，也不是我所提说的，也不是我心里所起的意。
Verse 5, they have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with the fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind.
他们所在信仰上所做的事情都不是神所要的。
What have they done in their life of faith? This is not what God wanted them to do.
所以第六节神就说日子就将要来到。
Verse 6, then God said the days of destruction will come.
这个毁灭的事情就要来到。
The destructions will for sure come.
第七节， 我必在这地方使犹大和耶路撒冷的计谋落空，也必使他们在仇敌面前倒于刀下，啊，并行所欺命人的手下，他们的尸首我必给，啊，必给空中的飞鸟和地上的野兽做食物。
Verse 7, and I will make a void to the council of Judah and Jerusalem into this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of those who seek their lives. The corpse I will give as meat for the birds of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth.
啊，他们既然是一个国家，所以他们有国王，啊，有这些大臣，有军队。
They have a nation, that they have the armies, also their kings in the nations.
啊，所以他们也很努力的想要来保护自己。
So they also want to put their effort to protect themselves.
啊，但是他们离开了神，他们再怎么努力，他们没有办法救自己。
But yet they have departed from God. No matter how they put their effort to protect them, they cannot save themselves.
所以神很清楚地讲，他们必倒在刀下。
So God clearly say they will be destroyed by the sword.
他们必被交在仇敌的手中。
They will for sure be handed by to the enemy, hands of enemies.
这个耶路撒冷一定会被敌人所围困。
So the Jerusalem will for sure be surrendered.By their enemies.
神不但要先知这样来警告他们。
God not only want the prophet to warn them this way.
神甚至还用这种象征性的动作来提醒他们。
God also use a symbolism and to remind them.
神要耶利米在这些长老面前把这个瓦器打碎。
God wants Jeremiah to break the potters before these elders.
但是有警告，有这个象征性的动作，他们还是没有回头。
But yet with these warning, also symbolism, parable symbolism, but yet they still did not return and repent.
所以耶利米先知他就亲眼看到这个耶路撒冷是怎么被交在巴比伦帝国的手里。
So Jeremiah, he seen with his naked eye how the Jerusalem was handed to this Babylon.
真的，整个国家就好像这个瓦器被打碎了。
Indeed, that this whole nation, just like the potter's was broken.
没有办法再成为一个完整的瓦器。
No, and then this nation, it just seems like cannot become once again to the original shape of the potter.
所以我们要将毁灭这个事情放在我们的心上。
So indeed, we need to put this destruction truly in our heart.
我们用相信神的主权来看这些历史。
We need to use this believing God's authority and also sovereign choice seen as this example.
我们用相信神的主权的这一个态度来看神对将来的。将来的启示。
We need to have the attitude of believing God's seven choice, and then about God's prophecies in the future.
我们请看启示录的第八章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章第一节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 1.
第一节，羔羊揭开七印的时候，天上寂静，也有三十分钟。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 1, when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour.
这个启示录就是在讲到将要成的事情。
So this revelation is describe and talk about what things is about to happen in the future.
我们深深的觉得这个就在讲我们现在。
We truly believe that this revelation is talking about revealing about our present time.
我们已经在这个开七印的这个阶段里头。
We are in within this seventh seal, its opening at the time.
那这个第八章讲到开最后一印，第七印。
And this chapter 8 describe about the last seal, the seventh seal, it's open.
那这里说天上寂静也有三十分钟。
And this talk recorded in heaven for about half an hour.
是一个很严肃的时刻。
and have now in the silence time. This is a very a serious period of time.
有时候安静静的，反而让我们觉得是很紧张的。
Sometimes when there's silence, for us it seems we are very nervous.
这个小学生老师在上课，突然老师停下来不讲话了。
Just like the students, when a teacher, sometimes the teacher is silent.
尤其小学生有时候叽叽喳喳的，彼此之间在打闹啊，或讲话。
Sometimes the students in during the class, and they might talk and also argue or fight during the class.
老师静下来不讲话了。
And that's when the teacher will be stop and it becomes silent.
慢慢的学生也静下来了。
Then the student will slowly, gradually also be silent.
眼睛瞪着老师。
And their eyes will look at the teacher.
大家都很紧张。
So everybody is nervous.
那这个因为要该开第七印了。
Because in here described the seventh seal is about to open.
因为在七印里头有七号。
Because within the seventh seal, there's a seven trumpets.
第二节，我看见那站在神面前的七位天使。有七字号赐给他们。
Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
再请看十一章。
Please turn to chapter 11.
十一章十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了，我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
Verse 15, Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
然后这里是提到第七位天使吹第七号。
This here recorded the seventh angel was sounded with the seventh trumpet.
十六节讲到那二十四位长老就俯伏于地敬拜神。
Verse 16 recorded that 24 elders who sat before God on the throne fell on their face and worshiped God.
十八节说外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了。
Verse 18 the nation were angry and your wrath has come too.
神的愤怒临到了。
God's wrath has come.
但是呢，人们也发怒了。
But yet the men also was angry.
就是虽然经过这许多的事情
although,
但是呢还是很多人他是不回头的。
Although many things and matter has passed, but yet men still did not repent.
那十八节这里说审判死人的时候也到了，你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人连大带小得奖赏的时候也到了。你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
Verse 18 continue, and at the time of the dead, they shall be judged, and that you shall reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and shall destroy those who destroy the earth.
那在这里就讲到这个神审判世人的时候到了，那圣徒得奖赏的时候也到了。
Here recorded the days of judgment or punishment is coming. Also, the days of judgment of God's reward in sermon also came.
那在这个七号里头呢，也包括了七碗。
Also coming. So in this seven trumpet and also within this seven trumpet also has a seven bowl.
好，我们请看十六章的十七节。
And let's turn to chapter 16, verse 17.
十七节，第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来说：“成了。”
Verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a cloud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
那这是我们最需要放在心上的事情。
So this is what is even more we need to put this message in our heart.
成了。不会再有了。
It is done, so there's no longer will happen again.
过去的一些毁灭这个有时候是只是局部性的毁灭。
The history of some of the destructions is only a temporary partial of destructions.
在挪亚的世代还留下挪亚一家人。
From the days of Noah, and God has spared Noah and his family.
但是呢，这个人类的历史会有结束的时候。
But yet the history of man, a whole mankind, there's an ending of this time.
就是在这个时候这里十七节说成了。
Is at this time in chapter 16, verse 17, it says here, it is done.
这个整个历史要有一个结束的时候。
So the whole history, there is an ending time.
这是一个全面毁灭的时候。
This is a complete type of ending and destruction.
对那些仍然悖逆的人。
For those who are still disobey God.
那这也是一个永远得奖赏的时候，得永远奖赏的时候。
Well, this is also the time God will reward those people forever.
好，我们跳过来看二十一节。
Let's turn to please continue read chapter 16, verse 21.
又有大雹子从天落在人的身上，每一个重约一他连德就是九十斤为这雹子的灾极大，人就亵渎神。
Verse 21, and great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plaguing of the hail, since the plague was exceedingly great.
已经在眼前了，但是这里讲到说，这个人还是亵渎神。
It is before men's eye, but yet here men still blaspheming God.
真的没有神的怜悯了。人真的是是很悖逆的。
Indeed, without God's mercy, man is very against God.
那在历史当中就已经显示出来，人是这个样子。
From the history of mankind, already revealed that man is this way.
我们再请看回耶利米书十九章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 19.
耶利米书十九章十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 15.
十五节，万军之主以色列的神如此说：我必使我所说的一切灾祸临到这城和属城一切的城邑，因为他们应着景象不听我的话。
Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 15. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel: Behold, I will bring on this city of all her towns all the dooms that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffed their neck.That they might not hear my words.
这历史上的以色列人就是应着景象不听神的话。
The history of Israelite is just like here recorded because they have stiffed their necks that they might not hear God's word.
不但是这些以色列人，所有的人的倾向都是这样子。
It's not only like the Israelite, that the whole mankind was like this.
就是应着景象不听神的话。
That is, they stiff their necks, that they do not listen to God.
那所以呢，耶和华让我们觉得说，我们真的是很特别的一群。
So, and allow us to understand that we are a special kind.
我们真的是充满着神对我们的爱跟怜悯。
That we are truly have received God's fullness of mercy and love.
我们真的是神把我们保守着。
We are truly the one protected by God.
不然我们也是人呢。
Or else that we are also mankind.
我们应该也是那个应着景象不听神的。
We should also be like them that we are stiff neck and also do not listen to God.
但是今天我们却还在这个神的国度里头。
But yet today we are still within the kingdom of God.
我们要珍惜。神的这个神给我们的爱。
We need to treasure God's love.
我们最后看启示录第一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3.
第三节，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verse 3, blessed is the who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.And keep those things which are written in it, for time is near.
我们一方面感谢神的恩典。
We one part that thanks God's grace.
让我们不是应着景象不听 这个不听神的话。
Now we are not the one that has stiff neck, is stiff neck, and also did not listen to God.
哦，那在神的这个爱的上面，我们自己也要更加的努力。
From God's love for ourselves, also need to put effort, even be more faithful to God.
哦，我们不但去明白神的计划，神的旨意。
We not only understood about God's will, but also God's plan.
那不但知道，而且像这里所说的，听见，而且又要遵守里头所记载的。
We not only understood over here, also described that we also need to keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
那我们就是有福的人了。
Then we can be the blessed one.
这个毁灭是一定会存在的，一定会来的。
So this destruction truly exists for sure, be coming.
但是我们却是成为有福的人。
But yeah, we are the one who receive blessing.
有神的怜悯，加上我们自己的警醒跟努力。
With God's mercy, also our effort and also warning ourselves, and that we can have these blessings.
我们一起唱诗八十七首。
Let's please sing hymn 87.